It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Reds completed the three-game series sweep over the LA Angels on Sunday afternoon at Great American Ballpark by shutting them out 3-0. What a job by the Reds bullpen. Frankie Montas had to leave the game in the first inning after getting hit with a line drive on his pitching arm. Brent Suter was outstanding, pitching 3 1/3 scoreless innings. Emilio Pagan pitched 2 scoreless. Fernando Cruz pitched a scoreless 7th. Lucas Sims the same in the 8th. And Alexis Diaz closed it out in the 9th. Cincinnati's offense was being no-hit by Angels starter Jose Soriano through 5 innings. In the 6th, Ellie De La Cruz broke up the no-hitter with a base hit, and later in the inning, Christian Encarnacion Strand doubled home the Reds' first 2 runs, and Jaymore Candelario followed that with an RBI triple. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, I think you look at this game, a 3-0 Reds win, and this kind of defines what it is to have a team win. A lot of relievers, they found a way to scrape together some runs, and in the end they get it done.
Yeah, I thought it was spectacular. I think any time that you have to go to your bullpen with 2 outs in the first inning after your opening day starter gets hit in his throwing arm with a line drive, that's got to be a downer, number one. But I thought the Reds' bullpen handled it terrifically well. And, I mean, Jose Soriano looked like he was going to throw a no-hitter. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that he had today. But yet the Reds' offense just continued to persevere. They continued to try to put the ball in play. And ultimately they took advantage of a mistake there in the 6th inning, plated 3 runs, and that bullpen, that's all they needed.
I tell you what, after yesterday Nick Martinez goes 3 innings. It was Brent Suter that really answered the bell today and handled the bulk of that effort out of the bullpen. What a job by Brent Suter.
Yeah, I think any time that you have to come into the game and there's an injury to the pitcher that's been in the ball game and you've got to warm up on the field and you're trying to speed everything up, sometimes the game can get away from you in that moment. But you got a veteran in Suter. He handled it perfectly well. Shut out the Angels for the entire time he was out there, as did the rest of the bullpen. Just one of those things that is you don't really know it until you put the guy in that spot. But I'll say this: this Reds team is young. They have to figure out a way to win collectively, and they're slowly but surely doing that to win tough ball games when things don't go exactly their way.
Tell you what, Ellie De La Cruz, you got to be encouraged by what you're seeing from him. He had the 4 walks in the ball game last night. He walked again today, was on base 3 times, the couple of hits, and he was the one that broke the dam.
He is, and I think when you've got a guy like that in your lineup, and he's in a spot, in a good spot right now where he's seeing the ball well, he's putting the ball in play, he's putting pressure on the defense, it livens up your dugout. It livens up your offense and gives your offense some energy, and it did in this situation here today.
Reds finish off the series sweep 3-0. They beat the Angels. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds shut out the Angels on Sunday afternoon 3-0, and now to the highlights. Frankie Montas made the start today for Cincinnati. He walked Aaron Hicks leading off the game after a 10-pitch at-bat. Christian Encarnacion Strand then made a great play to rob Mike Trout.
The 1-2 runner goes. The pitch is a soft liner, and that is caught on a hop at first by Encarnacion Strand, and he will take it to the bag to get the out on Trout.
God, that was a great play.
A diving stop by Encarnacion Strand, and I thought at first he might have caught it on the fly.
I didn't think there was any way he was going to catch it. I thought it was a base hit once the runner took off. And what a play by Encarnacion Strand. A dive and a one-hop backhand catch. That's about as far as you could stretch to make that play.
Taylor Ward was next up, and unfortunately, he would be the final batter Montas would face.
Montas, home of the 0-1 to Ward. It's a bullet right back up the middle off Montas. He gathers near the line and throws to first to get the out, and Montas in some pain, and it got him on the arm. So down to third base goes Hicks. The play goes 1-3, and a nice job by Montas to gather himself quickly, but he is behind the mound, bent over at the waist in some serious pain as Tomas Vare, the Reds trainer, comes out to look at him, and I think it got him on the throwing arm.
Yeah, it looked like it hit him right around the crease of the elbow on his right forearm, and that's not going to be good.
Montas suffered a right forearm bruise. X-rays were negative. Brent Suter took over on the mound. He walked Miguel Sano, but struck out Brandon Drury to end the inning. Suter gave up a couple of hits in the second, another in the third, but kept L.A. off the board. With one out in the fourth, Luis Ranjifo singled to right field, but then with Nolan Schanuel at the plate, Suter got some great defense behind him.
Couldn't quite get to it, the pitch. Schanuel grounds it to first, chance for two. Encarnacion Stranda, De La Cruz back to first, double play.
Wow, De La Cruz showing off that arm again.
And it all starts with a firm throw from Encarnacion Strand to the Reds shortstop.
That was all for Brent Suter, and he gave the Reds exactly what they needed, 3 1/3 shutout innings. Jose Soriano made the start for the Angels. He struck out the side in the bottom of the first. In fact, he retired the first 8 Reds he faced before Luke Maley walked with 2 outs in the third. Ellie De La Cruz walked leading off the fourth, but Soriano retired the next 3 batters. Jamer Candelario was hit by a pitch leading off the bottom of the fifth. Tyler Stevenson was walked, but Santiago Espinal struck out trying to lay down a bunt. Luke Maley then lined into a double play, and through 5 innings, Soriano was throwing a no-hitter. Emilio Pagan took over for Suter in the 5th inning. He pitched 2 scoreless, and in the 6th, he got some great defense behind him.
The 1-0 pitch. Sano hits it on one hop.
Oh,
gloved
yeah.
At third by Candelario to second one. Around to first, double play. That was a sinking missile, and Candelario gloved it out to his left. And at that point, it's an easy double play because of how hard it was hit.
The Reds finally broke through in the bottom of the 6th off Soriano. With one out, Ellie De La Cruz reached on an infield single to second base, Cincinnati's first hit of the day. Spencer Steer then lined out the right field. Nick Martini was next up, and he reached on a fielding error by second baseman Luis Ranjifo. That was key because it brought Christian Encarnacion Strand back to the plate.
The pitch. This ball is hammered. Left center field, it is deep, and it is high off the wall. De La Cruz will score. Martini being waved around third. Relay throw to the plate, and safe! He got around the tag. A 2-run double for Christian Encarnacion Strand. High off the left center field wall. Breaks the scoreless tie and gives the Reds a 2-run lead.
Jamer Candelario was next up, and he added to the Reds' lead.
The 2-1. Candelario drives this one high and deep to center field. Trout is back. He leaps. It's off his glove to the wall. It rolls away. Encarnacion Strand scores. Candelario on his way to third, and he is in sliding with an RBI triple. Trout slow to get up at the wall in right center field. He's up now, but the Reds have scored 3 times in the 6th.
Fernando Cruz took over on the mound in the 7th. He put 2 runners on base with 1 out, but he got Neto to fly out and then ended the threat against Aaron Hicks.
One pitch away. Here's the 2-2. He got him. He struck him out with a split finger right on the outside corner. Hicks spikes the helmet at home plate. The Angels will strand 2.
Lucas Sims took over on the mound in the 8th. He issued a 1-out walk to Taylor Ward, but Sims ended the inning without Ward even getting to second base. Alexis Diaz pitched the top of the 9th for Cincinnati. He struck out Theis. He walked Ranjifo. Schanuel flew out, and then Diaz ended the game against pinch hitter Mickey Moniak.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up. This should end it. Right in the middle of the infield, Encarnacion Strand, Espinal, and De La Cruz. It's Espinal from second to make the catch, and that's it. Reds win it, and they sweep the Angels, capping the series with a 3-0 win this afternoon.
Reds win it 3-0. Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 3 runs on 5 hits, no errors, 7 left on base. For Los Angeles, no runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They strand at 9. Pagan the winner, 2-1. Soriano the loser, 0-3. Diaz save number 4. No home runs in this game. 2 hours and 36 minutes, 25,935 on hand at Great American Ballpark. Time to hear from the star of this game, Brent Suter.
Yeah, I didn't quite get my activation stuff done in the bullpen today, but that's part of my job. It's part of what I feel I can bring to the team. So not the first time I've come in the first inning. Probably won't be the last, but it's just one of those things. You know, obviously your heart's with Frankie, you know, taking one right off his favorite arm there, which is a bummer. But it's like you gotta step up. You gotta try to keep that run there or keep the score where it is and just go as long as you can. You know, I got some breaks today, but the defense played great behind me. Was able to make some pitches when I had to and come away. And, you know, we're joking in there. All the bullpen needs is a couple outs, and we can get this thing done.
It seems like you were very pitch efficient, only throwing, like, 51 pitches.
Yeah.
That's just the key when you know you're in a long relief situation is to get it in. And that's what you do generally anyway, but even more so now.
Yeah, I was a little inefficient early. It took me a little bit more pitches the first couple ups than I would have liked, but the last two I felt like I got my efficiency back and was able to kind of tip the scales back in my way, and I was good for another. I felt better that last inning than I did all day pretty much, so that was a good sign. But yeah, just trying to get as many outs as quickly as you can there. Obviously try to keep the score where it is your job there, so was able to do that. And you know, the guys behind me, Emilio, Lucas, Cruz, and Diaz all pitched really well too, so that was really cool. TBD on that. I'm going to go Mark Bro a lot tonight and then try to be ready. But, yeah, we're going to need some guys to step up, you know, in situations where they might not have otherwise pitched, like recovery-wise, because, you know, we obviously got only just 2 outs from Frankie today before he went down. So, yeah, we're going to need to step up as a bullpen this week. But it was a good start to it today for sure.
Monday night, the Philadelphia Phillies are in town for a 4-game series. Hunter Green makes a start in Game 1. He's 0-1 with a 4.35 ERA. Left-hander Ranger Suarez will make the start for Philly. He's 3-0. His ERA 1.73. We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:10. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. And once again, the final score on Sunday afternoon, the Reds knock off the Angels 3-0. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.